This week's Four Questions Journalist Spotlight is brought to you by Left's Atlanta Media, Atlanta's best journalist database. Subscribe at leftsatlantamedia.com.
Welcome to our next Four Questions Journalist Spotlight. We are talking today with Abby Casuras with Atlanta News First, WANF-TV, in Atlanta and many other stations around the Southeast to pick up her stories. But I get ahead of myself. Okay. Yeah, sometimes I do that. I'll be like, wait, I got to talk about this first. So, good morning, Abby.
Good morning. It is a beautiful Thursday morning. The sun is shining. It feels like for the first time in a little while. So it's nice to be out here.
Yeah, yeah.
And welcome to my van. I'm always here. So always traveling, always driving.
That could be taken in different ways. Welcome to my van.
Welcome to my van. It is like a very cozy, cozy little space. We make it very cozy.
You have a little wine cooler.
I do not have that.
You never a wine cooler? I mean, you talk to the news director, you know, if you're going to be out in your van all day, you know, you need a little wine cooler, maybe, you know, a little microwave, you know, a couple of things to make things easier, right?
There is a nice snack drawer. So,
there you go. Okay.
We have a lot of popcorn and like some mixed nuts and trail mix, things like that. So, yeah.
Okay. As long as whoever's supposed to keep it stocked keeps it stocked, right?
That's me.
That'd be the worst thing. It's like you go open the snack drawer and like, oh, God, the nightside crew emptied the snack drawer and didn't refill it, right?
Yeah, that's so true.
All right, Abby. So you are our statewide reporter at Atlanta News First. So, I guess, tell me first, what does that entail? And then I'm going to talk a little bit about your background, kind of what brought you to Atlanta News First.
Yeah, it was really this job. I had never seen anything like it. I work as our statewide reporter, meaning I'm based out of Atlanta. I work here, turn stories for WANF, but also we have markets in every television. We have television stations in every market in Georgia. So WRDW in Augusta, WTOC in Savannah, WALB in Albany. We have WTVM in Columbus. We have CTV in Tallahassee. We have Fox Carolina in Greenville, Asheville, that market there. And they have some of North Georgia. And then just now WPGA in Macon. So when I turn stories, it airs here, but really all across the state.
I'm impressed that you rattle all those off without, I don't know if you've got a prompter in front of you or not, with a list of the stations.
It's because I really enjoy getting to work with all of them. And it's really cool to build that relationship with all the stations and the news directors and some of their reporters as well.
So what is your background? Where did you work before you got here?
Yeah. So graduated from UGA. Parents were really happy to know I got a job straight out of school in Macon. And that was my first job. I met some of my best friends who I still work with here at WANF. It's funny how we all ended up back at the same spot. I worked in Macon for 2 years as our Macon Bibb Commission Beat reporter. I have a poli-sci and journalism double major. So getting to cover local politics was really interesting to me. I learned how to calculate millage rates and how to navigate that scene. And then I moved up to Knoxville, Tennessee. My little brother goes to school there. So my parents wanted me to keep an eye on him. He's about to graduate.
I was going to say, how did that work out? Keeping it. I'm sure he loved that grade. Yeah, he's going to come keep an eye on me.
He really liked the big sister when I could drive him to the car when his car would break down. I'd take him over to the mechanic. He really enjoyed that. Or when I would take him out to nice dinners and he would conveniently forget his wallet. But we love him very much. So
when you could drive him to the liquor store, right?
He just turned 22. Oh, but okay. I never did that.
Oh, what kind of big sister are you?
I know. I'm not the cool big sister. I'm the responsible one.
Oh, okay. I'll take that.
I loved my time up there. I worked as our weekend anchor and a reporter during the week. And I really do love Rocky Top, even though, you know, went to school at UGA. I did wear a lot of orange. That's like my second team that I cheer for. I don't know how that works. But
isn't there a song like that? What was that song that came out recently? The girl's like dating a guy from somewhere orange or something. Anyway,
Yeah, wearing Tennessee orange. She actually went to school at UGA, and I remember her coming to our sorority house to play for us when she was just still like getting her start. So it's very cool.
okay, so statewide coverage. So that means if someone's pitching you a story, it usually has to be something that is of interest to you, your stations around the state, right?
Yeah, so we do a little bit of everything. I'd say like the only type of reporting that we don't do is like typical house fires or if there's a shooting and it's not a bigger picture, let's find a solution. Let's talk about how this is impacting the state. And so we cover a little bit of health. I cover the state capitol, a lot of bills that are getting passed that impact a lot of people, consumer reports, trends for our state. It really kind of depends day to day, and it's always fun to see what's up next.
So January through March, you're camped out at the Capitol in your van, right?
Yes, they do let me go inside. I have a seat and I get to watch, so that's
Stay in the
nice.
van, Abby. Just stay in the van. So it's you and Doug Reardon probably covering the Capitol that, right? His political
Yeah.
order.
We
Okay.
work really well together. Doug and I will always talk and kind of play different bills off of each other. So like there's a bill today where they're talking about catalytic converter or catalytic converters being stolen. And so I said, maybe that's more of an Atlanta thing. Maybe that's more of a Doug story or, and then we kind of play off of each other when it comes to, talking about Medicare expansion or something like that that would impact the state, especially some of our rural areas. That would be something we'd do statewide.
What's the strangest bill that you've heard this session so far? There's always something like, hey, we want to make the peacock the official bird instead of the thrasher or something like that.
Well, there's the cornbread and the shrimp bill, which I think are really interesting, but the most interesting one and one that just got a standing ovation is actually Al Williams' bill, and it has to deal with mobile barber shops. Here in Georgia, mobile dog groomers can go out and about, but there's actually no license for mobile barber shops, and he's been fighting for this for more than a decade, and it finally, made its way through the legislative process. It's still some time, but it was really cool to see him, mention this, and people would kind of say, "Okay, yeah, we'll work on this," but it's a very fun place to be.
It's, yeah, I mean, people have to remember there's certain bills that get a lot of the attention, but it's the nuts and bolts of governing that doesn't always get covered. The biggest thing is passing a budget every year, right? Which,
Yep. We're
sounds
still in
pretty.
all those talks right now, so those are a lot of numbers. Journalists, most of the time, they got into journalism not to do numbers, but I always enjoy
There's a joke that there's a joke that I'm dumb. I wasn't hired to do numbers. The session usually goes through at the end about the end of March, right?
Yeah, we have a Of I think it's 3 more weeks left now, and then I have a vacation plan to sit on a beach after that, which
Oh,
I quite
there
enjoy.
you go. You and all the other Capitol reporters, right? Everybody
Yes,
pretty
we all.
disappears for a week or so after the session ends.
Yeah.
Are there Are we past crossover now?
Yeah, crossover last
Okay.
Thursday, so
Okay.
it's cool to get to see everything move through the process and all of the committee conversations and then the floor conversations. And yeah,
So for those who might not know, explain what crossover is. I just threw out a term that I realized people might not understand.
Yeah, so when it comes to these bills, they have to pass through a committee, then go to a vote on either the Senate or the House floor before crossover ends. If there's any really hope for it to go to the other side to pass that legislative process and go on to the governor's for his signature. And it's funny how the legislative process works. You feel like you know the rules. And then last legislative session, there was kind of a sports betting bill that didn't make it through, then got added to a bill, kind of, it's called like a zombie bill where you kind of,
Zombie bill. Yeah,
yeah,
zombie bill. Yeah.
you strip it, you add the additional context. And I just remember sitting up in the up in the gallery, and I was talking to Sandra Parrish, who used to work for WSB Radio, and I was like, "How does this happen? I thought this is the hard fast rule." And she's like, "Well, they can do this." So it's a cool process to be a part of and to get to learn. That was my first session, and now I'm like, okay, now I feel like I kind of get it.
Yeah, because you'll see a bill that has a name that. And the name of the bill has nothing to do with what the content of the bill is. Like, why is this bill talking about regulating bicycles in South Georgia when it's about, the legality of, electric blowers or something like that? It's like, yeah, but that's the zombie thing. Yeah, those are always fun. Yeah, so the bill's got to pass one house, got to go through the committee, pass one house, and it's got to pass both houses before it has the opportunity to be signed by the governor, and the governor has a certain amount of time to either sign. I guess he can sign it, veto it, or do nothing. Yeah. And if he does nothing, then it just goes nowhere, and they have to deal with it next session, right?
This is the second year, because we have biennial legislature. So, some of those holdover bills still from this last session could still be brought up. But after that, then the end of the 2 years, kind of.
And they just have to start over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So, what are some topics that you are looking at, either in the legislative session or some other stories here and there? Because I know, the legislature has off days when you can probably do some other non-legislature stories here and there, right? So, are there some stories that you're looking at that you think, I really want to get to this?
I love getting to get out of the Capitol as much as I love being in the Capitol. And getting to go, I just did a story on the farmland bill, and I got to actually go out and hang out with a farmer, getting to, talk to the real people that the bills affect, especially on those Fridays when they aren't in session. When it comes to bills that I'm looking at, I actually just met some really interesting acupuncturists who are advocating for not removing the licensing process, where there's a certain amount of hours required for dry needling. And so I've been kind of immersing myself in that, doing some late night reading on some of the health concerns that they brought up. That's one that I'm kind of interested in. There's a bill that I just talked with somebody yesterday on, that would allow for people who suffer from mental illness, to be able to self-appoint themselves to a list and not buy firearms. And I talked with a woman who's really passionate. She had a father who died by suicide, and she's kind of doing this for him so that other people in his position would be able to put themselves on that list. And there's another teacher bill today that would help give teachers school supplies. So I do a lot of education reporting, because that's something that a lot of people across the state care about.
Yeah, and one point all the stations had education reporters, and now none of them do. So it's an important beat that needs to be covered in some fashion. How about the film industry tax credit bill? Where's that one going?
It passed through crossover. I haven't seen it come back up on any committee agendas for the other side yet, because they're still kind of still track trying to tackle the appropriations bill with funding with but once that gets done, which I would suspect by the end of this week, I think they're hopeful they'll get everything fleshed out with the budget. Then I would expect those bills are still going to start coming up. But it seems like people are pretty on board. This bill kind of felt like a compromise, whereas, some people on one side were saying, oh, the film tax credit, we should scale it back or get rid of it altogether. But on the other side, they were saying this brings such an economic boom to our state, and we're afraid that a lot of that industry would move out. So this bill kind of felt, I would say, from both sides talking with them, that it was a compromise bill, and just required that different, that there would be additional benefits added for those people to get the tax credit.
But no cap on the tax credit overall, just kind of more a little more guidelines and little road barriers to kind of keep more economic impact in Georgia, hire more crews, spend the money in Georgia, that kind of thing, right?
And getting to talk with people here, a lot of it does feel like right now it is, so many people have moved here and have called Georgia home for several years now. And they've built up this industry as well. So it does seem like they're on board too,
Right, right. That's good. All right. So now for the really hard question. What is something cool or fun or about Abby that people might not know?
I'm a really big hiker. I love hiking. I'm sure people can probably find that out by just some of my Facebook page. I'm kind of like that person who likes to be out in the dirt. Like, as much as I'll put on a blazer and go to the state capitol, I like to be outside. I like getting to be out in nature. I get it, just the sunshine is always a good thing.
Is there a favorite place you like to go hiking around Georgia?
Yeah, I love the East Palisades Trail. It's not too far from where I live. You'll find me and my dog Maverick there a lot. So,
Very good. Okay, so and so then this next series of questions, just short answers. I don't have to get too deep into it, but last book you've read or the last podcast you listened to?
I just finished a great book called It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. One of my friends, she's a meteorologist here. Her name's Courtney. We met in our first market and we've been friends ever since. She told me I had to read it, and it was so good. I ended up sitting there crying because it was one of those really good books. But driving around, especially here in the van, I always have on podcasts or audiobooks, if I'm not giving phone calls to people
All
to
right,
follow
very
up to.
good. Favorite local restaurant?
I just tried one called Mezzaluna and I absolutely loved it. I love carbs. Give me all the pasta. And it was delicious. The woman who was our server, she dates the one of the owners, and he came over and was just so kind. Like, it just felt like a really family-friendly place. I really
Is
liked
that
it.
off Piedmont?
It's in Smyrna.
Oh, they're smart. Okay, maybe I'm thinking of
Yeah.
a different one. All
It's a
right.
Gold Spatula winner, so big shout out to Adam Murphy. Anytime he does one of his Golden Spatula segments, I try to check it out if it's in my neck of the
There you
woods.
go. All right, Chris. Shout out to Adam. All right. So, favorite guilty pleasure?
Ooh. I'm a big foodie. I feel
Foodie?
like
Okay.
just a big like a sushi snack sometimes. Like, if I have a hard week, Friday night, order sushi in, and just watch some Bravo television show that's just shameless, and it's just juicy. That's my guilty pleasure.
Okay. Favorite non-work hobby?
Favorite non-work hobby.
Do we have a non-work hobby?
I feel like it's mostly working, right? On the weekends, I like to go out and go on walks or go on hikes. It's funny how, like, when you I'm 28, so you hit that point and then people are like, "What's your hobby?" And you're like, "I'm supposed to get a hobby in between now and co in between college and now."
Working too much. I don't have time for
Yeah.
hobbies yet. Later, later.
Yeah.
And your family's got kind of a interesting business. I think you had mentioned something, and I think you mentioned on your Facebook page. Tell me about that a little bit, because I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, so my dad, he owns a produce company. My family's Greek, so they came off from literally came off of a boat. We're at the docks, was kind of like, I'll just be kind of this middleman between the restaurants and getting, produce off of ships at the time. And he now connects with different restaurants, and so when I go back home to Baltimore, we always go to his restaurants. And I didn't know how expensive produce was until I became an adult and had to buy it for myself. But I would always call him and be like, "Hey, Dad, can you bring home some bananas and some strawberries?" And he would do it all the time. So I'm really proud of him, and it's really cool. We this last Christmas, he needed some help, so our whole family came down and helped load the trucks, and it was really cool.
That's cool. That's cool to have a family business like that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Anything else we haven't talked about? Let's see. I'm looking at my questions here. I think I asked all my questions. Anything about anything new at the station that we should talk about? And I know you guys have a new morning show a little bit. I know you're not on that, but that 9:30 show, I'll toss that in there. Atlanta ATL Live.
Yeah, it's really cool to get to watch. I just saw Ellen Liston, who I used to work with up in Knoxville. She represents Dollywood, and she was just on the show, so it was really cool to get to see her. But they have so many cool segments with, like, it's just really fun. I love getting to watch the lifestyle show. And then also the acquisition of WPGA, which will be our station down in Macon, which I'm super excited about because I still have friends that I talk to down there who are like, "Hey, can you cover this story?" And like 2 hours away, so sometimes I can't always get to it, but we'll
Right,
have
right.
a reporter down there. And so I'm really excited to be able to officially say, like, we also have a Macon station.
Or at least to add a piece to it. Like if you need, hey, I need, I'm doing this story here, but be cool to have this little video or something from Macon to add in there.
I know, I'm jealous because they can get to go hang out at Dickey Farms in Mozella. It's one of my favorite places to hang out. They have peaches and strawberries and peach ice cream, and you just sit on your rocking chair eating your peach ice cream. It's the best.
We gotta find some stories and get you out of Atlanta after the session, after you get back from your beach vacation, right?
Yes, exactly. I'll be here, ready
That
to
sounds
report.
good. All right, we've been talking with Abby Kasouris with Atlanta News First, WANF TV here in Atlanta, part of the Gray Television empire across the Southeast and across the nation. Thank you so much, Abby, for taking some time.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me, Mitch. It's always a good time whenever I get to see you.
Yeah, and I know we had talked months ago, and you said I need to be here for a little longer before I do one of these. So now here we are.
Yes.
So folks, always hit subscribe if you're watching this on YouTube or if you're listening on Apple Podcasts. I think there's a subscribe button there too, so click subscribe. And of course, if you're looking for our next spotlight, it's 2 weeks from now, and look for our archive. We've done hundreds of these, so you can find lots of them on YouTube, or Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. And of course, if you're looking for our Atlanta Media Database, go to leftsatlantamedia.com and click the subscribe button. Thanks, Abby.
Of course. I'll talk to you soon, Mitch.
See ya.